Prep Sports Now. Case Kiefer here alongside Ray Brewer. It is a Monday in October, already kind of winding down to the high school football season. A lot to talk about today. I know we want to focus on some dominant teams. Moapa Valley, I think, put out a statement last week, 45-6 over Boulder City. Of course, some other really good teams in town. Once again, this is Prep Sports Now, presented by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. I have to think every time before I say that now. Ray, another big Friday night. What stuck out to you last night?
You know, I went to the Las Vegas High Rancho Bone Game Rivalry, where Vegas won for the 17th straight game. And what was really cool for me was the amount of people that were there. Case, so many people were there that the Vegas band had to go from its traditional spot in the bleachers to some makeshift bleachers behind the end zone. And they brought back one of the state championship teams, the 01 championship team. The kids had all their rings. It was very, very cool. A great night for high school football to see how much everybody cares about the rivalry. And you could easily argue that Vegas, 17 years in a row winning, and not just winning, I mean, they're winning by 30, 35 points running clock every year, that the rivalry kind of lost some of its luster. Well, I guess we could talk about Rancho later, but feel real bad for those kids. If folks, if you're listening out there and if you went to Rancho, give me an email, ray.brewer@lasvegassun.com or at raybrewer21 on Twitter. We got to get some money raised for Rancho. Those kids are wearing literally rags on the field. They need to get some uniforms to be proud about themselves. Case, what stood out for you?
So that can still be a rivalry, even though they've won 17 years in a row?
Bro, I argued going into it that it wasn't a rivalry. But when I got there and I saw the intensity and the Bone Stays Home signs, and they even had like these, you know, like you do your Christmas lights around the house. They even have like Bone and lights type of thing.
Ooh, you don't bone and lights.
You don't put Christmas lights up?
I can't do anything handy like that. I can hire someone to do it.
How handy do you need to be?
You have to get up there and staple the lights and stuff.
You got a bush or a tree, just throw it on the tree.
Yeah, that's not my thing.
It's not my thing either, but I managed to do it in the spirit of Christmas.
What about, have you ever gone to those Christmas things? Like, I think they had it at the Speedway recently after all the crazy lights. It used to be at the park at Henderson.
Sunset Park?
Yeah, it used to be at Sunset Park.
Back when I was dating my wife, we did that one night. And then right when you get in the little thing in the display or the row of lights, you could turn your radio to a certain song.
Yeah, I love music. That. That's good stuff.
Yeah, there. That's a good date night, and it's cheap. Or what about... have you been over to Ethel M's? They got like their Garden of Lights.
I have not.
And you get the hot cocoa. It's made with like actual chocolate. You know, not like the stirry mix stuff. So it's like real dark, and it's like drinking a dark beer.
Interesting. I had not checked that out. I guess we're giving you tips for Christmas time
we're
here
ready.
On Prep Sports Now coming up. But to answer your question of what stuck out to me, I got to be honest, I feel a little bit disconnected this Monday. This is the first Friday this year I was not out at a game. I had some other stuff to cover, so still called a lot of coaches, heard the scores. But I feel like I don't have a lot to get off my chest since I didn't actually see any of these teams. But if we're talking what stood out for me, I mean, I mentioned it off the top, but Boulder City was undefeated. You know, hosting Moapa Valley looked like the biggest game of the week. We called it that. And Moapa Valley goes in and wins 45-6. I was disappointed I wasn't at the game. That would have been the game I would have gone to and would have liked to have seen it. But sounds like I didn't miss much.
Yeah, I think some people in the Moapa cheering section were doing the overrated chant. Overrated.
The overrated chant is overrated. Way too many people use it now.
I thought that Boulder City wouldn't be 39 points behind Moapa Valley, but Moapa Valley, Case, really flexed its muscles. It's great running game. The one thing I worry about Moapa is the fact that they haven't been challenged. They haven't been in a close game. Usually their games are over by halftime. If you look at some of their results, you know, they give up 6 points 1 week, they give up zero the next, they win 58-0 the next week. They're really doing a good job. They're dominating the Division 1A, kind of like Bishop Gorman is dominating the Division 1. So I ask you a question, and forget the two schools, Gorman and Moapa Valley. Just look at them on paper, Team A and Team B. Who's dominated more on their level? I don't care if one plays in a lower league and one team's nationally ranked. I don't care about any of that. On paper, who's more dominant, Gorman or Moapa? Or who's got a better chance to lose, Gorman or Moapa?
Well, better chance to – I mean, I think those are two totally different questions, but –
Okay.
I think that they have the same answer. I think Moapa has a better chance to lose, although I don't think they're going to lose. And I also think that they have been less dominant. I mean, this is still a team that gave up almost, I think, three touchdowns to Faith Lutheran. I think Schapp scored on them a couple times, even though it was the backups. I mean, look at Bishop Gorman. I think it was against Legacy. Bishop Gorman won 70-0. Moapa hasn't beaten anyone that bad.
In Legacy's defense, they were playing with their second string.
And Moapa did beat Clark 66-0, so that's pretty close. But I'm still saying Bishop Gorman. I think that even on an off night, Gorman is going to destroy most teams. I think if Moapa Valley had an off night, especially in this rivalry game with Virgin Valley, and I'm not high on Virgin Valley, but Virgin Valley, there was a big gap I felt last year between these two teams, and Virgin Valley gave them two really close games.
If Boulder was the second best team behind Moapa in that league, and Moapa went to Boulder and beat them 45-6, Case, I don't care how off of a night Moapa has. Okay, I assume the worst off night in town this year was Faith Lutheran's 8 turnovers against Mojave. That's an
8?
8.
That's how do we miss this? How do we not talk about this on the podcast? Yeah. How did you not go into 6 minutes? Why does no one play defense, Rant? 6 minutes, why don't we hold onto the ball?
Was it Mojave playing defense or Faith Lutheran just?
That's what I meant. 6 minutes, why don't we hold onto the ball?
So what I'm saying is if Gorman has an off night, Case, like a Faith Lutheran off night where they throw 5 picks, they fumble some things away, whatever it may be, are they going to lose to anybody still? Is Gorman going to? No, I don't think either of them lose.
See, you have jumped over to my side and you're picking Moapa to win the state championship.
Well, now that Tahoe Truckee proved that it was kind of invincible, their 40-game win streak snapped by Fernley, 7-0 victory for Fernley over Tahoe Truckee. So now the field's kind of leveled a little bit. It's kind of balanced, and Moapa won't have to travel up to Tahoe to play in the semis. So if the state championship is here in the South, I think Moapa has got a chance. I think this could be the year. Get the rings.
Yeah, I like Moapa too. I love Moapa. I think they've been totally dominant. You look at it, and it's been the same guys the last couple years, it seems like. I mean, every week, Connor Mortensen's putting up big numbers. Kaysen Hughes had huge games offensively and defensively.
You like Kaysen Hughes, right?
And I like the name, that's for sure. Take away the N and we are brothers in some sort of way. But anyway, I mean, he had a big game offensively and defensively. They're just so solid. They got a good offensive line. A kid, one of their best players, is on the line, I think a junior. I'm really high on Moapa Valley. I said weeks ago they were going to win the state championship, and now that I've seen Truckee is invincible, like you said, mm-hmm. I like Moapa Valley more, but I still think Gorman is more dominant.
I still would like to see how Moapa Valley and Cheyenne match up. Who knows if they'll ever get to play in the playoffs, because Cheyenne, I pegged as the team to beat in that one Division 1A, and even the way they handled Desert Pines early in that first game.
Cheyenne may have been the team that was overrated in my mind.
Here's the deal. They have a really elite player in Milo Lewis. Great speed, breaks on a dime and goes the opposite direction. He had 8 touchdowns in one game. That says enough. The rest of the team, though, got some problems.
And I was pretty disappointed. They outlasted Mojave in overtime.
And Mojave gave them a run last year, though.
Yeah, but I picked Mojave. I thought my upset was going to come through. Cheyenne holds on, wins 20-18 in overtime. So,
do you think that Moapa has somebody that can match Milo Lewis's speed, or do you think it'll be such a non-factor because Cheyenne can't stop much on defense?
I mean, no, I don't think they have someone that can match the kid's speed, but I don't think it matters either because they've got – this is probably going to be the best defense the kid has played. Well, actually, they did play a couple tough games. They played Canyon, I guess, but I think I would probably take Moapa's defense over Canyon. They also played a team from California, but maybe that team wasn't that great defensively because they scored 32 on them. So I don't think it's going to matter. I think Moapa will beat them up front, and I like Moapa a whole lot better right now. And Milo Lewis had a very good game against Mojave, but maybe not as big as we're expecting. Yards, 130 yeah. yards, three touchdowns.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's move to the Division I. I think that everybody says, oh, Gorman this, Gorman that, different set of rules, whatever. Gorman this year is got its worst team, in my opinion, in Sanchez's 4 years, this being year four.
This isn't the first year team.
Xavier Grimble and Alex Turner. Alex Turner might have been the best defensive player we've seen in a decade.
But they were blowing people out.
They were blowing people out.
They weren't blowing people out like they are now. They weren't beating teams 70-0.
Dude, the level of play in this town is so awful right now.
It scored like 30 on Durango that year. I think Cimarron gave him a good game that year. So
that
did Palo.
Tony's second game was against Durango that year. I mean, it was still trying to get all the kinks at. Solomon was a freshman quarterback.
I don't know. He's a freshman quarterback. I think I would take this year's team. I think the high points of that team, they had some really great kids, like you mentioned, that went on to D1
careers.
They had
like 9 D1 guys.
But from top to bottom, that roster that year versus what they have this year, they've built a dynasty now.
They've got a dynasty. My point being is that I think Gorman should roll through everybody in the playoffs. Arbor, I think, might be the best defensive team in town, maybe even better than Gorman. Let me finish.
Ooh.
I think that game might be semi-challenging. I know there's nobody good in the North this year, and I know Gorman should kill them like they did in the state championship game. Gorman's got to go up there Thanksgiving weekend. I always say traveling's tough, even though Gorman's traveled to Hawaii and succeeded.
The team you're calling so great, you picked them to lose against Reed. In Reno.
Did I?
Yeah,
I
did. In 09.
You're right. I did. I picked them the last time. I picked against Gorman. 09. Here's the deal. Sunrise Region, the winner of the Sunrise Region plays in the state championship game allegedly against Gorman, considering they go through, which we assume they will. The Sunrise Region, dude, is up for grabs. And I got a feeling that it's going to be somebody you don't expect that represents the Sunrise in the championship game. Look at some of the results. Liberty struggled with Coronado. They were lucky to win, right? Liberty got lucky to beat Canyon, a game that was back and forth, right? They win late. Okay, Green Valley is playing great. I still think Basic could put up points on anybody. Am I forgetting anybody? Does Coronado count? Did I mention them?
Coronado definitely counts. Okay. They're just as good. I mean, Green Valley beat them, but that was like a 50-50 game. I think played 100
Green
times.
Green Valley 19-0. Who knows who's going to win that Sunrise? It's an absolute coin flip, a race to the end. I don't know. Okay, I think Liberty, because it has its two D1 players, Nakua and Capelli, and that they've kind of excelled in big games, I think that they're going to be favored going into every game. But it's not like a guarantee like when Paolo would play or a guarantee when Gorman's going to play.
And guarantee when Paolo's going to play?
Back in the day.
Okay.
You know, when Paolo was Paolo, 53-2 in the last whatever years. The two losses being against Gorman. Now, did you see Liberty's homecoming jerseys at all?
I did not. Where'd you see these?
I saw the photos in our rival competition paper the next morning. What
they look
pretty
like.
Sick. Go on their website. All right. I won't give it out, but go on their website and look at it. Sick uniforms by the Liberty Patriots. Listen, on a one-game situation, I think Canyon could beat Liberty. I know Coronado could beat Liberty. If I'm Liberty, I don't want to play Green Valley in the playoffs. Green Valley always plays Liberty tough. And Basic, with the exception of Green Valley shutting down Devontae Boyd, I still think they could score on anybody. Now, granted, their big wins have come against Crappy Bonanza, El Dorado, Rancho. Sorry to offend you, Bonanza. I didn't mean just you're down this year. You know what I'm saying? So and then Foothill Basic plays this week in Battle for Boulder Highway. Great game. Foothill doesn't play defense either. So Basic's putting up big numbers on Cupcake City. But I still think that I wouldn't be if you're telling me right now we're talking the Monday after Thanksgiving, you're back from Alabama having turkey with mom and dad.
Basic going to the Iron Bowl.
Iron Bowl, same thing. Gene Selleck's last game with Auburn. That guy's gone.
Gene Chizik.
Same
what
thing.
Did you call him?
Selleck.
Gene Selleck?
Selleck. All right. He's gone. He's not coming back. If we talk Basic Gorman, would you be shocked?
Yeah.
No.
Are you kidding? Okay. Here's my problem.
Dude, anybody
with this.
Can win this Sunrise.
I feel like
it's like basketball last year when Green Valley won out of nowhere. They had one good player, Nugget, one kid that got hot, Devin Kahn, and next thing you know, they're in Reno.
I
Go ahead.
I kind of feel bad as I feel like half the time I'm in this room, I'm having to call you out on your contradictions.
Go ahead, that's fine.
But like 3 weeks ago, I suggested that if Basic played a really good game and Liberty had a down game, they could beat them. And I can get you the audio. You sat here and laughed at me and called me crazy. Now all of a sudden you're saying they're going to win the Sunrise?
I'm just saying, who knows who's going to win?
Maybe, I suggested that and you said I was wrong.
Maybe Basic doesn't have to beat Liberty. Maybe Green Valley does it. Right. Okay, I was right. I'm going to stand by that. Basic gets pushed, smacked in the mouth by Liberty every year. That's not going to change. Pitch to Capelli to the house. No doubt about it. But I could see Green Valley in the semis, which could very well happen, beating Liberty. And then Green Valley and Basic maybe meeting in the finals.
Can I ask you this? Did your opinion change with Liberty the last 2 weeks, winning two three-point game over Canyon Springs, six-point game over Coronado? Is that what changed your opinion on the Sunrise?
Partially what changed my opinion. What also changed my opinion was I went to Vegas on Friday thinking that Vegas was not the Vegas of old. But Vegas has got some very, very good and athletic players. The Moreland kid might be the fastest player on the field every Friday, except when they play DJ Pumphrey. And I just think that Vegas is – Vegas, to me, until Friday night – now, granted, they beat a Rancho team that is sisters of the poor right now. Okay, but to me, Vegas has got to be in the conversation. They score. They play good defense. They're engaged. They have a lot of players. They're athletic. Mayfield, Castro, Moreland – those are three players that could score every time they touch the ball. Now, you're right. The quarterback is developing. He's improved since what you've seen him. Are they going to stop Liberty's power game? Listen, I don't know if
anybody... Do we need to revisit the last few Liberty-Las Vegas games? This is insane.
I'm not saying... listen, Liberty spanks Basic. Liberty spanks Vegas. No doubt about it. But I think that Green Valley and Coronado could knock Liberty out. So... And I wouldn't be shocked if that happens.
Here's my thing, and I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm...
You're never wrong.
No, I'm not saying... Okay. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily correct, but I look at... I'm not that down on Liberty after these last 2 weeks by not blowing them out. I think I was at the Canyon Springs game. I think they outplayed them pretty big. Canyon Springs had two big plays by DJ Pumphrey, which you can count on. I mean, he was pretty much their whole team. But yardage-wise, I think they had double the number of yards. I think they should have won that game most times by a couple touchdowns. And then the Coronado game, I feel like they just made mistakes. They let up a bunch of big pass plays. I guarantee you that the stats are probably big in their favor there. I think they allowed, like, no rush yards. I think if they play Coronado again, they'd win by more. I think if they play Canyon Springs again, they'll win by more. Green Valley, I haven't seen yet. I'm going to the Vegas game this weekend, probably biggest game of the week. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll have a better feel for you there. But right now, I'm not picking. I wouldn't even entertain the idea of picking anyone else against Liberty.
But Liberty is more flawed this year than it has been in past years.
Are you sure about that?
I'm asking you. I'm not proclaiming that.
I don't think so.
Is Liberty more flawed than it has been in past years?
No. I think they're better than they've been in past years.
Is Liberty a two-horse pony? Whatever. Capelli and Nacua, and that's it.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so you know, they're more than Capelli and Nacua.
I mean, defensively, they got so many playmakers. I can't believe I'm forgetting
Mitchell,
the kid's name.
You love Mitchell.
I love Mitchell. No, that wasn't who I was thinking of. I love Mitchell, but the kid, I think he's number one.
Number one in your program, number one in your heart.
Or maybe number six. This kid, receiver, if they get the ball to him, too, he's a big-time target. Or one is Mitchell, actually.
I just want to see.
They got the kid Otuafi back from an injury. Mm-hmm. He had a couple sacks
this
game.
I agree with
you. Austin Fitzgerald, the kicker.
The kicker is good. I agree with you there.
Tyler Newman is the other kid I'm looking for. Okay. They don't get him the ball much, but he can kind of be a game breaker. People are going to sleep on this kid, and you throw him out like a little bubble screen or something, and he could take it 70 yards. So I don't look at them as a two-man
team.
Then why
do they only beat Coronado by six?
Because I told you, they let up so many big plays. 95-yard touchdown pass on 3rd and 10 from the 5.
That's going to get you in the playoffs. That's going to get you in the playoffs.
It hasn't in past years. We've seen them make these mistakes year after year.
Okay.
Haven't we?
I guess. I mean, if you're talking Liberty, ranked number two in the Suns poll, Liberty back-to-back Sunrise Region champions, Liberty, two D1 players, I'm thinking, baby, you got to win by 5 touchdowns a game. We got to be playing our two. Capelli, you know what he ought to be doing in the second half? pads off talking to cheerleaders. That's what he's got to be doing in the second half. Not struggling to beat Coronado, which is improved. Which is improved, but still, they have no speed. If you're talking about teams with no speed, Coronado has none. Silverado, none. Green Valley, no speed. No speed. And I like fast players. And that's why I like Vegas. Andrew Moreland.
I love Moreland, but Liberty is just so much better.
Liberty's better than Vegas. Listen, Vegas gets smacked. It's like, don't hit me hard when you run over me. And that's what they do. I'm not debating that. But I think if I'm Liberty, there's no way I want to play Coronado or Green Valley in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
The Liberty cheerleaders, that gave me kind of a weird flashback. I just remembered the last game I went to was 2 weeks ago at Liberty. And, you know, after they give the little speech, get them fired up for Coronado, mm-hmm. the next week I interview Kai Nakua, probably mm-hmm. only like 3 minutes, whatever, not very long. But all the other team had left the field, and the cheerleaders had created a tunnel
I got that
waiting for Kai to come out. I'm like, Kai, Kai. And I ran out first. Oh, I didn't run out. I walked out, and they're going crazy. I'm thinking it's like they're cheering for me. A bunch of 16-year-old girls surrounding me cheering.
I got that during the Palo game. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's just kind of an aside. But
let's get to our picks.
Yeah, I think Liberty's going to beat everyone. I think we're going to see the Liberty-Bishop Gorman game. I haven't seen Green Valley yet, though, so I guess I should reserve judgment until after Friday night.
Fair enough.
All right.
Green Valley, still a great story, very well coached, could score points, defense a lot better than I thought, still maybe a year away and too young, and probably a step too slow, my humble opinion. Let's go with the picks of the week.
You just can't make friends over there at Green Valley.
I got good
such good things, but you got to throw in the steps too slow.
Listen, you know me. I like the guys that run real fast. That's my type of football player. Somebody that could take it to the house.
I hadn't looked at your pick for that game yet, but I just did. And now I know you can't see me, but I'm smiling. We'll get to that in a little bit, though.
Okay. Basic at Foothill Thursday night game battle for Boulder Highway. Game starts at 8. Question, Case, what time do you think this game gets over at?
A lot of throwing.
Foothill has given up
commercial
93
breaks.
Points the last 2 weeks.
It's going to be about 11:15. I did
11:15,
right?
What a gift if it gets. It might be Friday when that game gets over.
All right. Well, I do want to mention. I got an interesting note. We love getting your notes. We'd prefer if they aren't combative. I guess we're doing the best we can here at high school football at the Las Vegas Sun. It's pretty much a 2-man show. But anyway. We've missed out on this, and I'm glad someone brought it to my attention. Drew Dockstader has 4 straight 400-yard passing games. I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care how you're doing it. That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. And to piggyback off your comment, on Friday nights, Case and I each go to a game. We haul back to the office or our house, and we call for the other 18 games. So we're only talking to the winning team. So if we leave out somebody who had a great performance on the losing team, that's simply because we can't call all 32 coaches. So coaches, if you lost but one of your players did extremely well and you want him to be included on Friday nights, holler at us on our cell phones.
For sure. And I just wanted to make sure Dockstader got a shout out, because I know he kind of had not a rough start to the year, but not a great start to the year. And that's pretty big because of what he's doing. Would I be crazy to pick Foothill here?
No. Maybe. Because Foothill, its biggest problem is that they don't play defense. They gave up 55 against Vegas. They gave up 40-something against Del Sol. And Basic still has Boyd and Johnson. So I think Basic could score 60. I have Basic winning in an absolute over shootout, 54-47. And if the game gets over before 11:30, I'll buy you a taco the next morning.
All right. I don't know if I want a taco in the morning. I flirted with taking Foothill here. They are at home. This is a big rivalry.
And there's going to be a lot of people.
I think they've gotten a lot better as this year went on, even though they're still playing close games. But I can't pick against Basic. Basic just has a better team this year.
I agree.
All right. So we both got Basic. Canyon Springs at Rancho.
Let's not talk too much about this game.
Yeah, we know Rancho. I said from the beginning of the year, looking at their schedule, they weren't going to win a game. Now you're on board with me.
God bless them for trying. Remember, folks, the goal to get Rancho new uniforms, give us a call. Ray Brewer at 21 on Twitter. Ray.Brewer@LasVegasSun.com. All teams aren't created equal. All teams have the ability to fundraise on their own. Rancho clearly hasn't done a good job fundraising. Help us get Rancho some new pants or jerseys or just something without holes in them where the kids are safe. Seriously, I'm taking money. We'll give it to Parent Hale, or I'll give you Hale's number directly. Go ahead.
All right.
Can I throw one more thing in here real fast? Have you seen anybody with the new Russell Athletic uniforms this year?
I don't think so. Who's wearing them?
Green Valley. Those uniforms look real sharp. I know that across the nation, ever since Maryland debuted its Under Armour uniforms and Nike had those Combat Series uniforms.
And won like two games ever since Maryland.
Either way, everybody's out there trying to get new spiffy uniforms. And I know it's expensive. I mean, everybody can't be blessed like Gorman or Paolo to have some help from apparel companies to get new gear every year, or Liberty with those special homecoming jerseys. But I think that there's got to be a middle ground where somebody like Rancho could go get some gear. And I know Russell isn't a marquee name, but it's what Georgia Tech wears. I know you're a big Georgia Tech fan.
Not a fan of Georgia Tech.
But Green Valley's look really sharp and clean, and they're good uniforms. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's a good aside, because our next game is Green Valley at Las Vegas.
Vegas rocks the house. You remember that song?
I do remember that song. I was thinking about that song pretty recently. For some reason, I was going to bring it up to you, but now I don't remember why. Oh, well.
Well, here's the deal. I was real torn on this game, the last game I picked. Super impressed with Green Valley during Henderson Bowl. Super impressed last week with Vegas against Rancho in the Bone game. And I do know that it was against Rancho, and that's why they look good. But Vegas is 4-1. Vegas has got some good players on offense. Vegas is better defensively than I thought, and Vegas is at home. And I'm going to pick Andrew Moreland to beat Green Valley in a close game.
I think the home does count for something. Vegas is a good home team. They have been year after year. They have an advantage there. But we tried to set a line on this game. For the record, I really like Green Valley. I think Green Valley is the better team. I think they're going to win without a problem. But I only set the line at 4. You wanted 9 or 10.
I wanted 9 or 10.
So I guess this isn't the $5 game of the week.
No, I think Green Valley would probably be a 9 or a 10-point favorite. But I know that also Green Valley lost to Vegas in the playoff game last year. So Vegas has got a little history. I know that Maddox is going to kick the ball into the end zone on every kickoff. You're going to have to go 80 yards. Vegas shut down Cimarron's running attack a while back. I know that Green Valley is going to be able to throw the ball. This game is going to be very close. I think that Green Valley is the favorite. And to Green Valley's credit, they haven't really coughed the ball up much this year. A huge league game. You could argue whoever wins is going to take second in the league, get a home playoff game.
Yep. I'm trying to remember bringing up that this can't be our $5 bet, obviously. We never come prepared. What was our $5 bet last week?
I don't think we've had one in a while.
I thought we had one last week. Maybe if someone didn't erase our whiteboard here in the Las Vegas Sun.com podcasting studio, we could keep it up to date. But we'll try to figure it out and get back to you. I've got Green Valley. You've got Vegas. One of the few games we are against each other this week. Silverado at Valley. I think we're going to agree on this one. Silverado, we talk about Alex Cater almost every week. They gave Canyon a run for their money. I know they
give Canyon a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, Canyon made a lot of mistakes, but still a close game. I think Silverado is going to beat Valley pretty good.
Do you buy into my like Liberty hangover or Gorman hangover theory?
I told you I like the theory.
Okay. You realize you have no chance after you get hammered by Gorman. And then so Gorman last
I think those games just take a physical toll on you, too.
Yeah, but mentally you kind of realize the season's at the end. Like Cimarron, they kind of look at the schedule. They see they got a few games left. They know they're not going to match up because they lost to Gorman, and now they're going to play Centennial, who's going to smack them around.
I really like Cimarron, but I'm not picking them against Centennial, but I like the team.
You do. You're a Cimarron guy.
Whatever that means. All right, so we both like Silverado for
we
sure.
Do. We do. Over-under okay. On carries for Cater, 53.
I'll take the under.
Could we put a hat on that kid? We know he's getting the rock every time. Go ahead.
That's true. Okay. Liberty at Del Sol. Seems like just a few years ago is when you were always picking Del Sol. I don't think you're going to do it this week.
What a rivalry. Del Sol might be yardage-wise and points-wise. You'll have to look into this, folks. The worst defensive team statistically in town.
Western?
You got to argue that they're giving up more points than Western. I mean, they gave up 55 to Foothill, 50-something to Green Valley. Cimarron look like, you know, the New England Patriots against them. And I'm a Del Sol guy. I love Del Sol. That's my home school, baby. Right? That's where I'm zoned for right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Nick Anthony could be the starting defensive back or whatever he's going to play.
In 2022 or something like that?
Who knows, man. I mean,
you don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, he's showing my son. Everybody's about 2 years old. Two on Halloween.
Okay, it would be 2022 then.
Yeah, he throws possibly left-handed. Does a lot with his right, but whenever he picks up that little football thing, he wants to throw left-handed.
Really?
Yeah. Now, he hasn't shown much athletic ability, but he's only two. So we'll see.
He's supposed to show much athletic ability at two?
Show a little, at least want to touch the ball or go near the ball.
Yeah. He just wants to break your computer and your iPhone,
That's
right?
That's what he wants to do, yeah. Play on the computer, watch Big Band or Big Beat Band Theory on Nickelodeon or whatever it's called. Well, so.
All right. Next game. We both like Liberty. I didn't talk about the game. We both like Liberty. Coronado at El Dorado. It's a tough year for El Dorado. They've lost a lot of games by quite a lot of points.
The sacrificial devils. They shouldn't be in this league. They don't have enough students enrolled at the school, enough athletes, but their basketball team had one good run to give them enough points. Now they're going to lose every football game for 2 years until they realign again. Next game.
All right, I got Coronado, too. Really impressed with what Coronado's doing this year. I know it goes without saying, but they throw the ball as well as any team in town. And they have a good defense. So we both like Coronado. Arborview at Shadow Ridge.
Arborview at Shadow Ridge. I think Arborview might have the best defense in town. They held Marcus Williams Sanders or Sanders Williams and McQuaig to like 50 yards total on the Thursday night game. I just think they're going to be able to stop everybody, including Shadow. Great story. They got a win finally last week.
You have them shutting out Shadow. I think Shadow will score.
Ooh.
Is that going out on a limb?
Ooh, should we set the wager as 7.5 points? $5 wager?
You want me to take them scoring more than a touchdown?
Dude.
No
way.
They
could fumble the ball at the three.
Yeah, they could. You want to make a bet based on if a team's going to fumble in the red zone? That's how Centennial scored on Arborview, though.
I don't know.
Their
Listen,
first touchdown.
I would think if Arborview had any type of passing attack, I'd like them to put a good fight up against Gorman. I think they'd play good defense. You're not going to line.
Maybe
not,
they're saving their passing attack.
You're not going to line up in the double tight double wing and try to jam it down Gorman's defensive front. But if you get to the linebackers in the secondary, you might have a chance. Throw the rock.
That's true. We both like Arborview. I'm surprised you mentioned earlier that Liberty, number two team in the Las Vegas Sun poll, to bring up my favorite topic every week. I'm surprised with how down you are at Liberty. You aren't putting Arborview over them.
I'm never, ever going to put a team over another team because one team played bad.
So Liberty, for the rest of the year, will be number two, no matter what.
Unless they lose.
All right. Well, I guess we have differing philosophies, but
it's okay. I do the poll.
I know. I'm just saying.
This isn't the coach's poll.
So if Liberty sneaks by Del Sol this week and Arborview wins big another game, you still have Liberty number two?
Yeah. That's my theory.
How's that a theory? That's ridiculous.
I got two
theories.
If you lose to an out-of-state team, you're not going to drop down. And if you lose, if you got to lose your spot. I mean, what if Gorman only beats Bonanza by 8 points? Are we going to knock them out of the top spot?
No, because you look at the whole body of work. Let's look at the whole body of work. Arborview's wins to me are more impressive than Liberty's.
Liberty beat Palo and Canyon.
Yeah, in Centennial beat Palo and Arborview smacked him around.
That's it. They beat Centennial, had a bad day. By the way, let me bring this up. Centennial
and beat Green Valley. Do you think Liberty's going to beat Green Valley as bad as Arborview did? Arborview won by what? Ended up 16, 19?
It was 28-19.
Oh, that was it? Okay, well, they were up four touchdowns, right? I will tell you right now, Liberty is never going to be up 28-0 on Green Valley.
You know
Valley.
What I
Guaranteed.
Find kind of ironic? We had a lot of Centennial action on Twitter at Case Kiefer at Ray Brewer 21 and a lot of Centennial commenters, and then they lost to Arbor. Now we don't hear from them.
Well, they're coming back up.
Okay, because they play Gorman next week.
Well, that's another reason. They know they're in trouble for that game. But
what do you set the line at in that game?
That's interesting. I'd probably say Gorman 40, 42.
I was saying like 33.
Oh, maybe that can be our $5 game of the week.
And here's my theory. If Centennial is as smart as I think they are, you would try to run the rock a little bit and run some clock, right?
Yeah, but I don't think – I mean, that's what they tried to do against Arborview, and they could not move the ball at all. I mean, Arborview's front was just dominant, and Gorman's going to be even more so.
Okay, you're right.
So I think Gorman wins by about 42 in that game. But we
running clock or not?
We won't be talking about that. It's got to be 45 for running clock, right?
In Nevada, unfortunately.
They have a big chance. They have a good chance for that.
Okay, first half?
All I'm saying is I'm getting off topic, I guess. No, first half, no. They're not going to score 45. It's not going to be 45-0 in the first half.
You hear that? Challenging you. Go ahead.
I'm not downplaying Liberty, and I'm not saying they're not the second-best team. I would probably vote for them to be the second-best team. But it boggles my mind that you don't think Arborview has a great case that they should be number two.
Okay, Liberty plays Arborview at Sam Boyd Stadium Friday night.
Uh-huh.
What do you set the number at?
Pick them.
I would take Liberty for my house, which I'm trying to get rid of.
I take pick. Look at what happened. I know the teams are totally different, but Arborview beat them bad last year. I was at the game.
Dude, it was because Liberty was not prepared. It wasn't because Arborview was 40 points better than them or whatever. It's that Arborview was prepared. When you're running the double wing, double tight, you got to learn five plays, right? Okay. Hut, 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 orange, play orange, play orange. And you run orange. Next play, blue. Give me the blue, 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 watch 52, hut, hut, hut. And you go. It's five plays. And it works. I mean, God bless them, but it's five plays. They were more prepared. I would take Liberty in that game.
I call it a pick.
We're not going to get it, but we would love to. It was like 2 years ago with Gorman Canyon Hoop. We wanted to get the game.
This is the game I want to see so bad. Right? Can we get like a simulation, video game here?
What kind of offense did you guys ring at Wichita Collegiate?
When we switched to a pro, kind of like pro style for the first few years, then we switched to a spread because we had a freshman quarterback / receiver and he's a running back my year. He averaged 12 yards per carry. He's a senior at Kansas State now. He's redshirted twice. Yeah, he's starting receiver at Kansas State, number 7 team in the nation.
Are you still friends with him?
I mean, a little bit.
Could you send him a shout-out?
Yeah, if I sent him a shout-out, he'd probably respond. Yeah. Chris Harper,
all right.
He's like a sixth-year senior. I don't know how he's still there. But he was a freshman when I was a senior, and we also had a quarterback that if he would have grown, probably would have been a D1 kid, really fast kid, but he never got bigger, so that's why we switched to the spread.
When I was a freshman at the Chaparral High, we went to the state championship game. Mark Jackson took it to the house on the first play of the game. We were all cheering like we had a chance, and then we didn't score the rest of the game.
Ooh.
It was 45.
That's rough. Who was it, McQueen or someone?
Wooster.
Wooster. All right.
Royal ASS kicking.
Let's go to the next game. We want to see Arborview Liberty. It's never going to happen. I say it's a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. We'll agree to disagree. What would you make the line, by the way?
I say Liberty 3, but go ahead.
All right. That's still close. Agree to disagree. Shadow Ridge at Palo Verde.
It's Sierra Vista at Palo Verde, right?
Did I say Shadow Ridge? Yeah, Sierra Vista.
They beat both those teams either way. Palo Verde, 4 games in a row, winning streak. Here come the Panthers. And let me tell you, Every day, I think high school football, I cross my fingers that we get Paolo Gorman again this year because it's not looking that good.
I do not care to see it. It's going to be a blowout.
We might get it in the semis this year because I think Arborview is going to win that league.
Yeah, it won't bother me if we don't see it. I don't think it's going to be competitive.
In my opinion, one of the only games that matter.
Even when Palo Verde's not good?
Even when Palo Verde's not good.
Why? It's going to be just...
Listen, Michigan and Ohio State are going to play every year, even though Michigan is crap every year, right?
Michigan beat Ohio State last year.
For the first time in 9 years.
Yeah, no, even, 6 years, wasn't
no,
it?
No, since Trestle became the coach in...
How many of those games were close?
In 2001.
Okay, I guess it was 9 years. Every one of those games was closer than Gorman Palo is going to be this year. Every single one of them, I bet you.
Well, yeah, but
Gorman is going to crush them.
But Gorman Palo's been a close game. Remember the Thanksgiving game we went to? It was 0-0 almost at halftime.
That was Palo's best team since I've been here. This is Palo's best team in the last 5 years.
And the year
this is Palo's worst team in the last 5 years.
We don't know. They've had a tough schedule. They want to play away.
I will take right now, make a future bet with you. Gorman minus 31.
31?
Yes.
I'm in. I'll pick the Panthers plus the points.
All right. I think Gorman wins by at least
30. What would he make the line in the Arborview game?
Against Gorman?
Yeah.
21 to 24.
So you're telling me that Arborview is only 7 points better than Palo?
Yeah, I think Palo could beat them. I think it'll be a good game.
Okay. For the record, Arbor, your second team in town, has during its little streak here, has yet to beat Palo or Gorman. That's a bagelicious, baby.
I think Arborview is like a touchdown favorite over Palo Verde.
That game's at Palo.
It's at Palo. Yeah, I knew that. I'd still say they're about a touchdown.
Okay.
10 at home.
Who are the – give me – just look at both those rosters in your head. You're not – who are the best two players in that game? Let me see here, Case.
Palo. Both on Palo, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say 24 on Palo, Ryan Bouye, might be better than everybody. I mean, he catches everything in his way. You can't throw on him. Not that Arbor's going to throw.
I'll take 4 through 20 are on Arborview's roster.
No way.
I've watched both teams. I think Arborview's better, personally. 4 through 20 is just me exaggerating.
Dude, you saw Arborview play one. Listen, Arborview's good. I'm not taking anything away from him. But I'll take Griggs any day. He's a beast.
I would take the sophomore kid they have at Arborview.
Lee Griggs
I'm pretty high on the sophomore.
And I don't care what time you're listening to our podcast, he's lifting weights. He's bigger and stronger.
Well, they've lost 3 games. Arborview's lost none.
They lost to a great Arizona team.
They lost to Centennial, who Arborview beat by 2 touchdowns. Could have won by 3.
They got unlucky. They gave up a ridiculous kick return because some kid couldn't make a tackle. You got to make tackle on special teams. Let's finish the picks. Listen, download us on iTunes. Prep Sports Now. Plug it in, listen. Share it with your friends.
Sure. I like Arborview.
I do too. Go ahead.
All right.
I thought we were talking Palo, but I like Palo.
I like
against
Arborview over Palo later.
And I
in
like
the
Palo
year.
Against Sierra Vista, and we'll have to figure out what we like in that game.
All right. This is ridiculous. You picked Durango to beat Spring Valley by 5. You know I love Spring Valley, and I know they aren't keeping this within 5.
I'm telling you, it's going to be closer than you think. Listen,
You know something we don't know? I mean, what's going on here?
I know that Durango, when they play Valley and whoever else is awful, they're great. But when they play a good team like Arbor and Basic, they give up a lot of points. And eventually, the Durango people are going to be like, our window is just shut.
Should this be the $5 game of the week? I'll give you 15.
Take
with
it.
Spring Valley.
Take it. Plus
all right,
15.
I'll take Durango minus 15. I guess I should have gone lower because you took it right away. I should have said 13. All right. Desert Oasis at Legacy. I think this is maybe the second best game of the week. This kind of speaks to a weak week. But
Weak week.
W-E-E-K.
This realignment, as you told me earlier, Case, was to help kind of facilitate some better games. But this is the second week where it was just, ugly.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
One week, the best game that I had to go to was Delsel Cimarron.
It ended up being pretty close.
No. Cimarron ran over.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, 17-7.
No. It was, 30-something to 0.
Okay.
7.
But you picked Delsel on the game.
Well, I did. I picked Delsel every week.
All right. So, Durango, we're past that one. This is Desert Oasis Legacy, excuse me.
Give me Legacy. Somehow, Desert Oasis gave up almost 70 Centennial last week. They're done. Put a fork in them.
All right. I take Legacy, too. Bonanza at Bishop Gorman. The only question is, how much does Gorman win by?
Does Bonanza score? When does the running clock stop? 3 questions.
Ooh, there's a lot of questions.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. I got Gorman big.
Have you ever heard of the nickname of Bonanza?
The Bengals?
No, their street nickname.
Oh, their street nickname?
Yeah.
Is it podcast safe?
Let me write it down real fast and you tell me. That's the sound of me writing.
Really?
Yeah, did you
know
that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, is that safe?
Yeah, of course.
Bonanza is always called the Mormon Gorman because back in the day before Palo opened, a lot of the Mormon LDS population lived in that part of town, so there were several LDS players.
And interesting.
Bonanza's best player of all time, arguably Jamal Willis, he African-American guy, ended up going to BYU.
I did not know that.
And now he works up there in the athletic
department.
So
it's Gorman versus Mormon Gorman.
Yeah.
But I thought there's like a big concentration of Mormon over here near where I live in Henderson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is before where you live in Henderson. It's a little bit different then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
We both don't like Mormon's chances here.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We like Catholic Gorman's chances.
Cimarron at Centennial. Another game where I think we're both taking Centennial, but how big?
I think pretty big. I think Cimarron gets the Gorman hangover theory. I think Centennial that scored 60-whatever points last week wins by 40-plus.
40-plus?
Yep.
How much do you want to give me in this game? We'll have two $5 bets to make up for the week we didn't have one.
I'll give you 31.
I take that in a second. So okay. I got Cimarron plus 31.
Okay, Cima plus 31. And what else do you have?
I have that team minus 15.
Durango. I'm going to call Gerber right now.
All right. Yeah, tell him he needs to cover it. Okay, next game, Cheyenne at Faith Lutheran. Wow, this is another good game. I think this could go either way. I was actually going to take Faith Lutheran, but then I saw you beat me to it. Now I feel obligated to take Cheyenne and what's pretty much a pick'em.
Yeah, and that earlier you were talking about calling me under the bus and how I'm a hypocrite. Well, this is probably accurate because I told everybody that Cheyenne's a shoo-in to win the Division 1A. But listen, defensively, they've been so poor. And other than Milo, they've been so poor. Even the games when they've had big lead, they've let up and let teams come back in. And I don't care what you think of Western. The bottom line is they got 30 kids in that program, including 8 freshmen on the varsity. Our competitors had a story on Western the other day. God bless them for getting a hold of the Western coach, a minor miracle there. And they had a picture case of the Western players. Like, literally, it was jersey. It was like Nicholas wearing the Las Vegas Sun jersey, like all loose on him. That's a sign of a bad team. You got to have some kind of muscle mass to be a football player, right?
Right. So where are you going with this?
I'm taking Faith.
All right. I guess I'll take Cheyenne just because I have to. Cheyenne nearly tripped up against Mojave, as we talked about earlier. Mojave travels to Clark this week. Seems like Mojave's in a close game every week. I don't think this one's going to be close. I think they beat Clark by a lot.
Yeah, Mojave notoriously shoots itself in the foot like UNLV football. But Clark, not going to put up much of a fight. Those Rattlers getting closer to the playoffs. Give me the Rattlers.
Rattlers all the way. Western at Pahrump Valley. You only have Pahrump winning by 2, so obviously you think the Warriors have a chance to get their first win.
They do. If this game was at Western, I might even pick them. Pahrump has got some good players from what I understand. I give them the edge because driving to Pahrump is no easy task. There will be no Western fans there. And you're talking a lot of young kids who haven't had to make a roadie like that. Pahrump's the favorite.
Hammer game in Moapa Valley. I think Moapa Valley is going to atone for last year where they had some close games with Virgin. I think they're going
to
win big.
And you went to the Hammer game last year, Case, and the pitchers from Steve Marcus.
Why is it at Moapa 2 years in a row?
I don't know. Why is Henderson – or why is – there was another game. Oh, the Bone game at Vegas 2 years in a row. New realignment. But one of the great rivalries on our preseason All-Sun poster, it was listed as one of the great rivalries, too. Unfortunately, for Virgin, it won't be so great come kickoff.
Yep. Moapa big for both of us. Desert Pines at Chaparral.
Better team is Shap.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Better Seriously? Team
is Antonio Thomas, best player in the field. Desert Pines players, I saw them play Cheyenne. They get tired quick. Shap is big and physical and nasty, and my boys are going to win this game.
Your argument about them getting tired quick was they always get better as the season goes on. Wow. And they get more in shape. They blew out Virgin Valley last week. How have they not gotten in shape and looking better now?
You pick. Go ahead and pick Desert Pines.
Desert Pines big.
Big?
Okay, by big, I mean by at least 10.
I don't know, man.
All right. I think they win by double digits is what I mean by big. All right. Okay. Boulder City at Sunrise Mountain. You have Boulder City 42-0. I think I'm going to agree with you there.
Sunrise Mountain's quarterback, Moore, got knocked out of a game, had to get airlifted. They haven't been the same since. God bless them for trying. At least they won a game this year. Boulder back on track. Case, hell of a show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for following us on Twitter, at Case Kiefer, at RayBrewer21. Download us on iTunes, Prep Sports Now, and remember from our friends at the Nevada Department of Public Safety, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. We want you to get to your next game, your homecoming dance, your movie date, your church event, whatever it may be, safe. Not just the players, the coaches, you guys stay safe on the road. We'll talk to you next Monday. God bless.